USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One person is dead and a police officer wounded after a shooting at a Tennessee high school. Police were called to Austin East Magnet High School in Knoxville, Tennessee, Monday on reports of an armed male at the school. Police say the officer found the suspect in one of the school's restrooms and ordered him out. When he refused and they attempted to enter, the suspect exchanged fire with those officers. One was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. Austin East Magnet High School will remain closed for the next 2 days while the investigation continues. Counselors will be available Tuesday for students at the school. And President Biden is expected to name former senior Pentagon official Christine Warmoth to become Army Secretary. If confirmed, Warmoth would become the first female to lead the Army. She also previously served as Under Secretary of Defense for Policy under former President Obama. You're listening to USA Radio News.
That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The United States set a record over the weekend, administering 4.6 million COVID vaccinations on Saturday. But even with the increased vaccination efforts, new cases of COVID are still rising, up to around 70,000 a day for the last 7 days. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns that now is not the time to let up on public health measures. The White House chief medical advisor tells CNN that a little more time is needed before the virus is under control.
Don't declare victory prematurely. We see so many pulling back on some of the public health measures, the mask mandates, the restaurant opening, the bars. We can't be doing that. We've got to wait a bit longer until we get enough vaccine into people that we will clearly blunt any surge. And every day that goes by, Wolf, we're closer and closer to that, because if we can vaccinate 3 to 4 million people every day and keep the lid on things, pretty soon we're going to see a turnaround and we're going to see them come down.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Three officers were injured Monday morning during a pursuit in Georgia. Lance Pry reports.
Multiple law enforcement officers are injured after shots were fired during a pursuit early Monday morning near Bremen, Georgia. That's about 40 miles west of Atlanta. It started around 3:30 a.m. The Georgia State Patrol began the pursuit on I-20 after clocking a car doing 111 miles an hour. Carroll County Sheriff Terry Langley.
At this time, one suspect is dead, one suspect is in custody, and three officers have been wounded.
Captain Brandon Dolson says a passenger began to shoot cops with a rifle.
His passenger used a rifle and shot at the trooper's patrol car, actually striking it and disabling it. Therefore, he was out of the chase after that point.
Police Chief Joel Richards from the city of Carrollton.
When the vehicle came through the city, officers continued the pursuit up 61 toward Villarica. At some point, a passenger leaned out the window and fired rounds into the officer's vehicle, striking Sergeant Rob Holloway. He was flown to a hospital in Atlanta where he's undergoing surgery right now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman announced his retirement Monday from the NFL. Edelman won 3 Super Bowls and was the most valuable player of Super Bowl 53 during his 12-year career. Spending his entire career with New England, he ranks second all-time with 118 postseason catches, behind only Jerry Rice. Edelman was limited to just 6 games last season because of a knee injury. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.